EPA regs still a concern for farmers. Thanks for being with us, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. Last week, while in Washington, that group of farmers from across the state met with Allison Wiedemann, chief of the rural branch of EPA's Water Permits Division, and she updated them on confined animal feeding operation rule changes.
We're revising those rules based on a court case and the court decision that came down in February of this year. And so as a result of the court's decision on what changes need to be made in that regulation, we are in the process of revising the regulation and we'll come out with a proposal that we hope the public sends in comments on by the end of this year.
Wiedemann says there were basically two issues that were addressed by the court decision.
Not all CAFOs have to apply for a National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System or NPDES permit. And the court said that only those operations that either discharge or propose to discharge need to apply for a permit. The other change was with respect to nutrient management plans. And the court is requiring now that for those facilities that do need to have a permit, that the nutrient management plan must be something that's not only reviewed by the permit authority, but the public needs to have an opportunity to see those nutrient management plans and comment on them.
Now, the EPA rule change is expected to be proposed by the end of this year, and the final rule could be in place by next summer.
The things that a farmer needs to do on his production area and on his land application area were not changed. It's just the way that we're implementing the rules. So the farmer needs to know that the requirements of the regulation and the things that need to occur on the ground basically remain unchanged, really even whether you have a permit or not.
Still a lot of rules and regulations for Tennessee's livestock industry. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the Tennessee Radio Network.